for the Brad Super Bait that I think you're going to want to check out. Ryan, how you doing this morning?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good. You're obviously not fishing this morning, right?
No. I'm thinking about it, though.
I bet you are.
I might be nuts, but I might make a run.
You are nuts. Yeah. And yes, if you make a run, you are nuts, Ryan.
There's always duck hunting with this weather, too. I mean, you know that they're getting shoved off the bay and into the marshes. That's one way to go about it. But Ryan, tell us a little bit about this Brad Superbait, dude, because if you look, if there's a thread on it on gamefishing.com. We got a blog up about it. John Martinez, John Sporting Goods, has an article about it in his latest publication as well. What is this thing? What does it do? And how do you rig it?
I started fishing this thing a little bit and then jumped into it full force basically for coho fishing out on the Puget Sound and have not basically switched to anything else. You control it fast, slow, it still spins, stink that thing up, and I gotta tell you guys, if you like to drag the bottom, and that's where those blackmouth are living right now, this is a go-to lure. You can drag that sucker on the bottom. As long as you can keep it in the clip, man, those fish are grabbing on.
And are you running this thing just on its own, this Brad Superbait, or are you working it with a flasher? How are you fishing this thing, Ryan?
I'm fishing it with the coho deal. I was fishing it with a flasher a little bit, mm-hmm. and since the blackmouth thing has started, you know, I try to avoid any extra stuff dragging down the bottom that I can to, you know, more enhance the fight for the fish, for the guys. So, you know, it's a lot more fun to, just be one with the fish and so I'm running it, for the blackmouth without the flash.
That's very zen, you know, to be one with the fish.
He's a fish slayer and the numbers, Ryan, that we were talking about earlier this week. We can't even talk about it on the radio. I mean, ridiculous.
I thought you got it. Ridiculous. I don't know what it is about this thing, but I'm a huge fan of it, and it's flat out a fish catcher.
All right, let's describe for our listeners exactly what this thing is. I mean, if you had to put it in the category of spoon, plug, hoochie, it's more of a plug. It's like an imitation cut plug that you open up. And you put scent in. In fact, you can put tuna in it. You can put herring, anchovies, sardines, whatever you want. And then there's a sponge in there to retain another entire scent, right?
You got it. Exactly. And, you know, like you said, the tuna thing, that worked real well for the coho fishing. I've switched more now to a sardine and herring thing. And I'm actually even going the extra mile and grinding up fresh herring and fresh sardine and making a paste.
You're using the kitchen blender for that, like a good angler would do, right?
And don't, dude, I am not, having margaritas over your place after that.
You guys are going to get me in trouble. She doesn't know. So.
She'll know, man.
herring in the blender, eggs curing in the bathtub.
There we go. Yeah.
Hey, so these things come in a variety of colors, Ryan. Is there one in particular that you're using?
Okay. Exactly. Believe it or not, and I still to this day shake my head, for coho, flat out, it was the ladybug. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's a metallic pink with a blue tail. Mm-hmm. That was the plug for coho. Now, with the blackmouth fishing, I ran some of the crazier colors, let's say, and they've done all right, but it definitely seems to be more of a natural show. Now, I don't know why that is, but the Blackjack, the Blue Hawaiian, and the Shamrock are my three plugs that I'm fishing the most.
So they have more of a natural herring appearance to them, right? Yes. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Look more like a natural bait fish as opposed to the loud, you know, kind of wild, flashy thing. So.
And you were talking about trolling pretty fast. What kind of, I mean, I don't know if you can talk about speed or maybe downrigger cable angle. What kind of speed are you putting on these things?
Like 2 miles an hour for sure, mm-hmm. and even up towards 3.5. So some pretty good scope. Fishing them in some heavy clips, and you know, blackmouth the feeders, and they're going to chase these things down. And I think most people that fish a lot cut those fish open, see what they're feeding on, and the bait size is about a green herring, and that's where these things, they're a green herring size, and they're great. They're fishing real well out there for these buggers, and I cannot wait to try them up in Area 7.
And they're made by Brad's. Now, you guys might be familiar with Brad's because when they came on the scene when a very famous plug company stopped making the wiggle wart, yeah. Okay?
Yep, yep.
And when the company that started making these the wiggle warts, they weren't the same. They're a two-piece rig. So Brad's kind of filled that void, and they came onto the scene like down on the Wind River, Drano Lake, okay, where you if you're not dragging a blaze orange wiggle wart, you're not fishing. So Brad's kind of jumped on with that. Then they came up with this the Super Bait and the Super Bait Cut Plug, right? And
yep.
And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about the Super Bait Cut Plug. And this thing quietly was a tremendously effective piece of gear down at Buoy 10. Okay, the Upriver Brights have been inhaling this thing. I'm interested this spring to check out its performance on the Columbia on Springers too, because it's going to work in all these fisheries. It's a very dependable bait, and you can add whatever scent palette you want to it.
Well, and company's trying for years to come up with an imitation cut plug herring.
Talk to Buzz Ramsey.
And nobody really has. I mean, you look back to Charlie White.
Yeah.
You remember that imitation bait that, I mean, it was a great effort, but it just.
The
it
ultimate
was like,
fishing flop.
Yeah.
Yep. That was.
But
you know,
this one, now we've got a proven winner on the market right now. And Ryan, I mean, you've really got this thing nailed down with that special little trick. Can you just really quickly run us through that treble hook setup you've got on that thing?
Yeah. So what it is I take like a 2-aught Gamakatsu treble hook, and it has to be a Gamakatsu, unfortunately. Whether, you know, you like Gamakatsu or not, that's the way it has to be. And you have to cut two of those hook points off, so that treble hook will slide up into the center cavity on this cut plug and will ride, so that hook point points straight out. And it positions that treble hook, which has now become basically a single hook, In a deadly position. It's just deadly. So then, back off of that, it's about 2.5 inches back, I'm tying a 3-aught Gamakatsu, octopus hook, and that little bugger just hangs back there as a stinger hook,
and it stings.
and it stings. Yeah, let me tell you, it stings. It, you know, it's back there, you know, in a good position, and that's on like a 4-foot section of leader. Then I'm running a ball bearing swivel and another 3-foot section of leader, and that's getting hooked either to the flasher if I'm fishing the flasher or right on the main line. And it's all about hook position basically with this thing. And it took me a while to figure it out, but it's very, very successful.
He's Ryan Bennett. Log on to RealDealGuideService.com. That's R-E-E-L, like a fishing reel, RealDealGuideService.com. Go to TheOutdoorLine.com, click on Robbo's blog, and you get the complete soup to nuts pictures and description of how to fish this thing on our website. Ryan, thank you so much, man. Good luck out there, and don't be a stranger.
Hey, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate
thanks, buddy.
It, man. Bye.